My name is Sasha, and I am a problem behavior causer. And guess what? You are too. You and I both cause problem behaviors. And no, we don't wake up on Monday morning wanting to shake things up a little bit and be like, oh man, I'm gonna go get an extra big coffee today and cause some problem behaviors. No, we're not doing it on purpose. It's unintentional. We need to recognize that we are part of our learner's environment. Our learner's environment is not the stuff. It's the stuff and the people. When we look at why behavior occurs, we have to look at the whole context, everything that's going on, everything that happens before, everything that happens after. And we are part of the before and after. In the last video, we talked about how behaviors are learned and have a purpose. And we play a role in teaching these behaviors. Definitely the positive. We're teachers, right? We're teaching positive behaviors, but also the negative. We are teaching negative behaviors by the way we set up expectations and by the consequences that follow behaviors. And by consequences, I don't mean like negative. There will be consequences. It's just the stuff that happens after a behavior. When a child whines and cries and someone hands them what they want, they've now learned I should whine and cry to get what I want. When a student runs over to the break area and we say, okay, you must want a break time right now, they learn they should sprint across the room to get break time. This is how behavior works. Our behavior is shaped by the consequences. So as we start to look at why behavior happens, we need to identify our role in it. And it's okay. It's okay that maybe we did things that we shouldn't have in the past, or we're gonna continue to potentially do things the wrong way in the future. You might look at some of the ways that you react and respond and think, oh wow, that's not what I should be doing. That's fine. What you were doing maybe wasn't working. It just means that you have to figure out a new way. In our last video, we said the first step is having the mindset that all behavior is communication. The next step is identifying the role we play in this context. The only behavior that you have complete control of is your own. That's it. You control how you set up expectations. You control how you respond, how you react, what you pay attention to, what you don't pay attention to. Your responses will in turn cause behavior change, but it starts with you. An important distinction you need to start to recognize is the difference between responding and reacting. There are times when we respond. This is a planned, purposeful action. We know what we're doing. A child does something great and we run over and we tell them, great job. I'm so proud of you for doing that great thing. That's a response. We've planned that. There are other times that we react because we're human and we get frustrated and we feel overwhelmed and we might overreact even sometimes. The reaction is based on emotion. The reaction is in the moment. The reaction's not planned. When you see a kid sprinting down the hallway, you're like, stop, you should walk. It's not a planned thing. It's just your reaction. We need to start to identify which reactions aren't helping and are possibly making things worse. Because when we start to look at functions of behavior, why behavior happens, if our reaction is reinforcing the behavior, it's gonna make the behavior worse. Don't worry if you're getting confused. We're gonna go through this step by step in this membership and really break down this whole process of creating function-based interventions. These are interventions that not only work, they last. But it starts here. It starts with identifying why behavior happens. It starts with identifying the role we play. We've got to build that strong foundation first, not only with you, but with your team. You need your whole team on board of this so we can create those behavior plans that really have a lasting impact on our learner's life.